A Quiet Comfort, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on, for that nightlight is out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul writing, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort." I was listening to a young mom talk about an exercise where she had promised herself at the beginning of the year that she would write one positive thing that happened to her on a list at the end of each day. She was doing really good until one day in May she miscarried the twins that she had been pregnant with. And when she had to come home and tell her other children who already understood that she was expecting this devastating news, she told herself that she wasn't going to play this stupid game of writing the positive thing. She had made a promise to herself, so she did it anyway. She wrote down, "I like the way my husband tucked me into bed after I got home from the hospital. It made me feel loved." She said that list-making plan helped her to get through that crisis time. I heard somebody else say that every day isn't a good day, but there's good in every day. Every day isn't a good day, but there's good in every day. So in those quiet moments of despair, when the world seems to crumble and joy feels like a distant memory, it's the tender mercies of our loved ones that can become a balm to our aching hearts. The young mother's story is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, the power of love, and the strength found in the promises we make to ourselves. As she faced the heart-wrenching loss of her unborn twins, the ritual of finding one positive thing each day became a lifeline, a beacon of hope in the darkest of times. It was not just about finding joy, but about recognizing the presence of love, even when it feels elusive. Her husband's simple act of tucking her into bed was a whisper of God's comfort, a reminder that she was not alone in her grief. The warmth of that gesture wrapped around her like a blanket, offering solace and a sense of being cherished. This devotion is really an invitation to all who grieve, who suffer, who struggle, to find a glimmer of light in their trials. Let's hold fast to the small acts of kindness, the gentle words, and the quiet support that come our way, for in these we find the strength to endure, the courage to heal, and the hope to carry on. In the Old Testament psalm, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." May we all, like the young mother, find our comfort in the love that surrounds us. May we emerge from our valleys of shadows with a renewed spirit and a heart ready to embrace the joys that await us. Mighty Father God, I thank you that you send comfort to us in the packages of our loved ones. Lord, a little child coming up and hugging us after a hard day, a pet that's so excited to see us, a warm home that we can come home to after the cold battles in this wicked old world. God, I thank you that you've given us that. I pray that you'd help us to cherish it and to not ever take it for granted, and help us to provide solace to others, sharing our smiles, our hugs, our love with those around us in just simple, soul-satisfying ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.